About 160 union workers at the Indianapolis hub of food distribution giant Sysco are in their second week on strike as both sides accuse each other of holding up contract negotiations and violating federal labor law. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports the union says it's willing to hold on for as long as it takes, despite rippling impacts to the city and customers beyond.
Food is still rolling out of Sysco's Indianapolis distribution hub. Customers are now traveling, from hours away in some cases, to pick up their product in unrefrigerated personal vehicles. And a few non-union workers are still making deliveries, crossing the picket line as they drive past.
Do the right thing! Turn it around!
After the Teamsters Local 135 strike in Indianapolis began last week, Teamsters in nearby Louisville, Kentucky also started striking against Sysco for similar reasons. Then, in solidarity, a few locals in California walked out too. Dustin Roach is president of the Indianapolis Teamsters.
We are going to do everything we can to protect our people. And if that means causing complete chaos in the Sysco system, we're going to do that.
Last week, Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett visited the picket line to show support. He says food delivery delays as a result of the strike aren't hurting the city much financially yet.
Candidly, the longer it goes, the more impact it's going to have. I'm here today hoping that we can get this resolved sooner rather than later.
Workers like 26-year employee Kenneth Helton say they want better wages, benefits, and shorter hours for drivers. Many, Helton says, work around 14-hour days due to overfilled loads.
This is the first time since I've been here that we've ever had to go on strike. They've always negotiated with the union. This time, they just don't want to do it.
Sysco has denied allegations of unfair labor practices and alleged that fault for stalled negotiations lies with union leaders' unreasonable demands. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.